So we were talking about teams in the scoreboard right now in the American League. The one team that is going to head into the playoffs with a tremendous amount of momentum is Joe Torre's New York Yankees. Came up a big winner yesterday behind the right-hander Roger Clemens, and they come up a winner today as well against the Baltimore Orioles. Here's Clemens, appears to be at the top of his game, and yet he insists he's going to retire.
I don't know, Chris. It's something that, you know, you can definitely tell that the years has taken a toll on him a little bit. Doesn't have that consistent fire, but I'll tell you what, when he's on, he's hard to beat.
Well, Joe Torre came out in the seventh to relieve him yesterday, much to the chagrin of the sellout crowd at Yankee Stadium. Fastball inside, just getting a piece of it was Trent Durrington. He stays alive at a ball and two strikes. And when Clemens left that ballpark, there wasn't a single fanny in the seats. Let me tell you, they were all giving him a standing ovation, realizing that they could very well be witnessing the last regular season inning that Clemens will ever throw in the major leagues. Fastball down and in, two balls, two strikes to count.
Well, when he was looking for his 200th win, and that took about 300 with them, excuse me there, that took about three or four starts to finally get, it really does break concentration.
This one breaking in between the second baseman and the right fielder, Shane Spencer, had eyes and drops in for a single to right field for Trent Durrington. So the Angels have a runner aboard with one out. And the bottom of the lineup, Barry Wesson, who homered his last time up, stepping up to the plate.